Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.
Oh,
Look your neighbor in the eye and say, neighbor, I am convinced that God will show up when you need it, when you want it, when you need it, when you want it, when you need it.
Well, to start it off again in such a marvelous spirit. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. We're here again with John P. Key. Show up. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you. And, a double take from last week. I love the piece, show up, So we are showing up today again.
Well, John P. Key is never a bad choice. It doesn't matter. So it was a great, of course, great song and get you in the spirit of dancing and waking up and feeling positive. So how have we been? Sound like you got a cold, my brother.
I'm working through things. It's always life.
Is it that weather down there? Because that weather looked like it was cold. I saw a picture on Instagram. I was like, ooh, it looks cold. You was looking like you were snug as a bug because it was cold. Was it my imagination or was that a...
It wasn't your imagination. It was truly and stuff like that. We are here with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry, and it's one of those days, December 15th. I mean, wow. Looks like it's winding up this year.
But I'm telling you, did 2018 just run past you like it ran past me?
I mean,
I woke up and I said, is it already Thanksgiving? That was just the summer. I'm just wondering. It seemed like the last several. Look, I just remember eating Thanksgiving turkey. We're going to eat Christmas. And we're going to be in 2019. Is it a blessing? You think? To be here? Or is it a curse?
We go with God's word and stuff. So you can go with God's word, and he pretty much stands. He's like the stone, He's like the pillar. He's like the strength. He stands fast with what he says. So. Stuff is moving fast, and then also it's moving slower. I mean, for me,
what's moving slow?
I'm working on some projects that talk about time, the study of time. And with the study of time, these intellectual people, they study time. But then the theme that I did on one project was called Slow Down Time. So how do you slow down time to that? And people, how do you slow it down? Because everybody moves so fast now. So is the speed in physics, is it moving faster, or is it still the same time? But...
I don't know what you. I know some of that cough medicine.
I know. I know. But I can wake up and think of time like that. And what you're saying is running out, and it's real fast.
I didn't say it was running out. I just said it was running fast. You don't think it was going? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Talk to me about that. Because we're stuck
it's
in
weird.
A generation where loyalty and just. A tattoo, love is just a clue.
We're not going to be repetition.
And lying is a new truth.
Okay,
and also, we
have. It sounds like the same thing that we were talking. I'm just saying, It just seems like it's very fast. I don't care about that statement anymore. That statement is just, it was a cliche, something to say because things was happening at that time. We're now fast a whole week, and within that whole week, did it not seem like we just did this just yesterday? It just seemed like time is moving really
it's
fast.
It's like Groundhog
so
Day.
I am just,
But then also it's like have y'all out there, our listening audience, this is brilliant by Hummingbird. Have y'all ever had conversation with someone and realize they are a little slow? That's brilliant. That's pretty brilliant.
I don't know if that's brilliant. That was a jug. I don't think I was trying to be brilliant. I was being very sarcastic and funny, trying to say someone is slow, like they're mentally ill. So I don't know if that's brilliancy or just a tailor. That's what we do. We kind of talk noise a lot. So it runs in the blood. It's something that's automatic. If you talk to my sister, she's like that. She's just a little bit more softer in her approach, in her tone. And then my brothers was like that. My brother that is like that. We're all like that. My son, my niece, we just like to be funny. So that was a funny ha-ha-ha because the person I was speaking to was kind of, I think they just wasn't thinking on what I was thinking about at the time, and they were sounding a little retarded. And I know that's not politically correct anymore. I'm sorry. Mentally challenged. You can't say retarded anymore. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
See, you started this conversation.
No.
You
knew that? Because in our days, and we go back, retarded.
Was just retarded.
I mean,
people that couldn't.
I mean, but it was a term. So when you say retarded, was, but nowadays, maybe those cats, kind of said they was retarded. But it's brilliant there too, as far as they was thinking way beyond sometimes, but with their who they was and who they were.
Who was thinking about way beyond?
I mean, because you could say, you retarded, huh?
I want some of that medicine. But come on, baby, what you say?
I said being retarded. I mean, people were saying retarded for certain people. And then, you retarded, but then if you really went into their brain, they was really, just reaching out to express some brilliant things. But you have to be, how do you do it? I have my niece who is, she was,
artistic.
Very slow.
She's not.
Huh?
But you know, there's different levels of what is considered mentally challenged. She may be mentally challenged in a certain arena in what we consider as normal in our life, something that she normally can't comprehend, but she is brilliant in everything else. So, you know, that's why I am assuming, and when I'm saying retarded, y'all, so don't get mad. When I'm saying retarded, I'm talking about people that's just being silly, not really mentally challenged. I'm being silly. And I'm just saying people that's just being stupid, just because they want to be stupid, not because they're really mentally challenged. I'm talking about they just be stupid. So I said, they're just retarded.
Stupid is the language and stuff.
They're just being,
thank
I don't
want to so
say they're stupid. I could say they're stupid, but because it doesn't bother me to say that. But what I'm saying is that when I say that, I say it in just because I'm talking to somebody, I'll be thinking, he just stupid. It don't make sense. And, you know, just stuff that they, their beliefs in a certain way. And it may be just me and my belief may just be strong in my own self. So I'm thinking what he's thinking is silly, and he may be thinking what I'm thinking is silly, and he probably saying to himself, she just retarded.
But language starts changing. The language is changing because you can say way back when, oh, I'm feeling gay today. That's a long time ago. And you know, or
never,
the language
never,
starts
David,
changing.
Never.
Huh?
Never.
What?
You could really
what?
Say that? I'm
no, I never said that.
And
I'm
y'all,
saying,
I don't
but,
tell my age much.
I'm,
but if
I'm
you
looking
ever
at
said
the,
I'm feeling
the,
gay, they talk
no,
about
no,
gay.
I'm, okay, no, I'm going back to the days that everybody was
what
in the closet.
What days back to?
In language, huh? In the 60s.
Well, how far back
or
you
the 50s.
Man, you got to tell
them. The word. The
word. You got to go back for the
50s. In the 50s, 40s, something. Oh, hey, this is like a nice gay day. You know, I mean, history
oh, my
or
Lord.
Movies or whatever. Huh?
Okay.
All right.
I get what you're
I
saying.
I leave that one alone.
In the movies,
I'm just saying
a
language
change
changes
because
you
right.
said retarded. Somebody in my day, when
but
you
I
said
remember.
Retarded, they was retarded. But now today, like
okay.
you say, it's they crazy.
But see, I was saying, yeah,
language.
You know, gay day, I guess if they say, you know, like now, they can say, oh, you just gay. So I get it.
Oh, no,
you know,
no,
now
or you just
it's
retarded.
Not, it, it's
you
not
just
in
retarded.
Term of, it's not in term of happy gay. It'll you just gay. But I remember back in the day, way back in the day, 50s and stuff like that, when they used to say, he just a punk. That mean a thug.
Oh,
back then.
Yeah, thug. Yeah.
So, but now,
and so language
you call somebody
changed,
a punk,
you know.
They mean, yeah, the language, absolutely. So you got to keep up with the kids. That's why I'm always
yeah,
on my
the language,
kids.
Yeah.
I got to keep up with the kids. And their language is changing. That language we're talking now has changed. The language is changing from my children. I think my youngest is 30. His language, his children's language is changing. We have to. I have to go from my children's generation and then down to my grandkids. I have a 10-year-old that talks all the time and tells me all kinds of stuff. I remember when my 18-year-old. Her name is Dee Dee. She's going to go to college. So proud of her. I remember when she used to always, she said, Mama, she said, I'm going to keep you hip. Because she used to tell me all kinds of things. I'll never forget we were in the store. And we were coming out of the store, and a man was being nice to me. And he let me go first because I didn't have a lot of stuff. And he had a lot of things in his cart. And so when we were out going to the cart, we happened to be side by side, and instead of him putting all of his stuff in the cart, he allowed me to get into my car and put everything in. So my grandbaby the whole time, I said she might not even been five or six years old, and she watched the whole time. She didn't open her mouth. So I got in, and the guy, you know, he started to have a conversation with me, you know, my name, where I'm from, da-da-da-da. But, okay, I'm going to make this little story really short. So I drive off. I'm driving off, and my grandbaby looks at me, and she said, Mama, I knew he was going to holler at you. I said, huh? She said, I don't mean holler like, oh, I mean holler, hey, what's your name? What you doing, baby? She said, you don't know that? You don't know holler means talk to you? Oh, Mama, I got to keep you up on the top of the game. I laughed till I could not laugh anymore. She was 5 years old. She said, and I got to keep you up on the game. I knew he was going to holler at you. I said, huh? Not holler like, but holler like, hey, what's your name? What's your number? It was just the fact that she was at 5 telling me,
wow,
she's got to keep me up on game. Do you hear me? Five. I said, well, yeah, you keep your mama up on game. And she always has. She's 18 right now. And she just slacked off because my mom got, you know, as she got older, my mom was saying, you can't do this and you can't do that. No, none of this. No, boy, that. So she, you know, ain't around my mom as much. But, you know, and I have an older one that's older than her. She's 19 now. And she used to do the same thing. I always tell my mom, I got to tell you. So my 10-year-old, I have a 10-year-old, and he tries to keep me up on everything. Mama, you don't know about that. Why you? Oh, you supposed to know about that? I said, oh, it was a blessing and a curse to be a grandmother.
the information you get, you know.
From children.
Yeah.
From children.
You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry, and we enjoying this beautiful December 15th morning, spreading the love, God's love, out here. And
talking about how quick time is going, and that maybe we're moving so fast and going to the second coming. So let's put some music on before we end up being swooped away.
Oh, you want some music? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we want to throw some music on. We keep it going. Keep the spirit pumping. And we'll come back with whatever time we got left.
Inspiring for me.
And Jericho is just amazing. Amazing men of God that ministers through music. Awesome. Well, I know that we were talking about time and the difference between the way we speak and our children speak, but it all goes back to what we were initially talking about before, how time changes and immediately be flying through, and how, as well as they change, it stays the same. Just the generations and what we're doing at the time in technology is what changes, but their racism is just still racism. And it's just getting crueler now because now they found a way to kill us and make it legal, like hunting animals. You know, they always did it, but at one period in our life, that was a time where we didn't have to worry about it. Well, I won't say didn't have to worry about it. It wasn't as prevalent as it come with this establishment of government that we've established as our president to run the United States. So time is going very fast, yet it is still the same old, you know, same old stuff. Just different clothes. Different hairstyle, different talk, same crap. So I hope that, you know, when the next generations and the generations after that, I have my grandbabies, and hopefully I can have input enough in him, we've instilled enough of God in him that he will make a change in this world. You know? You just want your children to live a better life. Yes, Jasmine.
Oh, because Jasmine told me that he will come back on the show. We haven't met Jasmine
yeah,
on.
He did say he wanted to do that. He told me that, and I can't wait till he really wants to come back. So he says he wants to. He said he didn't know. He's acting like he's important. I'm not sure. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to do it. And, you know, parting, and I don't want to part with something so sad, but I need to make a mention about this little baby that hung herself that was 9 years old that committed suicide because of the bullying. We need to listen to our children and you know, and try to encourage instilled love in them regardless, because my Jasmine is being bullied because of his hairline, because he got a big old head like his pawpaw and his daddy. And I tell him, they say, because he's so smart, that he says, they say every time he gets his A, his hairline is going further and further back on his head. And we come from a family of clapbacks, you know. And I was telling him, so we were telling him what he could say. Hey, man, you could tell him this. You could tell him that. You don't let nobody talk about your head. You right. Tell him next time they see you, you're going to be bald because that's how smart you is. You know, if you saying my hairline keeps going back because I keep getting eight, and next time you see me, you ain't going to even see no hair. So I say turn all that what they consider would be negative into a positive to let them know you're doing a great job at being who you are. And it is sad that we would think of a child at the age of eight, then 9 years old. You just left eight. How can you be so disturbed by what someone says to you to make you want to take your own life? But everybody has their level of, I can't take no more. You know, everybody, even children. So we need to pay attention to them. So he tells his mama, you know, he come tells his mama. And I told him a long time ago, and he was sitting there. I said, why do you always tell me the bad stuff and I got to tell everybody? And he says, because you're different. So be different so that they can come to you. And I want you guys to say, hey, thank you guys for joining Organic Nation Listening Club. Hope you guys come back again. And I know we got to go. Now we're running out of time. And I know we got some moment, I think, another song that we want to play. Thank you so very much.
No, but I like the conversation that you're doing. You have a couple more words.
Well, I guess just saying, I just want you to, just want everyone to know that it's happening out there, and I'm seeing the craziness out there. And the child of nine, decide to hang themselves. That's one of those. Hang themselves. And,
yeah.
you know, it is something. Mm-hmm. A 9-year-old. And why would they know to hang themselves? You know, what have you been watching? Be vigilant with your babies
yeah.
and talk to them. Make them proud of who they are, what they look like, regardless of what other people think they look like. You know, I had a grandchild that did the same thing. She's gorgeous. I don't know what her problem was. And because she was bigger than all of the other kids. She's tall, very, very tall. And she was tall. And she's like, she was 10? And she was 5'7". You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
she's like 5'9 now, and I think she's 12. She's going to be a tall girl, a thick, tall girl. And I always tell her, I don't know where she's got her self-esteem from, but it couldn't have been from her grandmama, because her grandmama thinks she is. So it can't be from your mama on your any side of that side of the family. We're kind of very proud. We're very happy with ourselves. And it's sad to see if she was 10 years old, 11 years old, when somebody was tormenting her about her hair. Her mother lets her wear afro because, you know, when she put perms on her hair, it messes her hair up. But her hair is just absolutely beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. But she was in a school that I think it was 10% blacks in it, and the rest were Hispanic. And she was just being tormented, you know? And then she went to it didn't matter. You know, I don't want you guys to think that the color matter, because then they moved her to an all-black school. And those girls tormented her even more because the little boys, the older boys, was looking at this little young girl, and they were their boyfriend. Was a whole lot of mess. But you got to listen to your kids. You got to enforce the beauty that you see in your children. And let them also, like I was saying before with my Ashton, and when he told me, you're different. You tell me all this stuff because you're different. Well, then I'm going to be different enough to hear what you're saying and listen to them. Sometimes you don't always have to be, I don't want to say disciplinary. You always got to have some type of discipline. But let them understand that, oh, I can go to mama because mama's going to listen to me. And then she's going to tell me what's right. She's not going to yell. She's not going to do all of that. I'll be able to tell her some of the things that I can't tell my mom or can't go to my dad with or anybody else because of how she responds. So be that responding person. Be that person that allows that. And I'm just, you know, I'm hip-hop grandma. I'm like the old kid in the group. I'm a big old kid, but I'm the old kid in the group. So they're able to say a lot of things, and I will respond to them like I would expect a friend to respond to them. And then they know when mama was in there too. Mama, I'm not playing with you now. That's stupid. And I will get that. I'll go right there with them too. But I want them to be able to come to me and tell me things. Tell me when they're afraid. Tell me when they're hurt. Tell me when they're mad and what they're mad about so that we can go ahead and address that. I don't want them to hold it or hide it to where it affects them mentally or physically to where they have to go to the extreme of wanting to get a rope or a belt or any type of hanging utensil and jump off of anything. Because as I was sitting talking for another day, they say, you know what? I bet in the midst of that hanging, I bet they think, oh, my goodness, I don't really want to do this, but it's too late. So. Listen to your children. And thank you so much for joining our Organic Nation Listening Club. I'm Blue Rain presenting.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, Hummingbird, you know.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here with you. And
oh, well, I am happy for the platform, Mr. Cherry. Thank you so very much.
People all over the world tell me, Kurt Carr, you've written some songs that have carried me through some difficult situations. Well, my friend, God gave me those songs to encourage you in your time of crisis. And right now, you might be in a terrible storm. You might have pain in your life, but God is a healer, and He'll give you peace in the sanctuary.
Sometimes, like we
healer.
God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
Sometimes weapons form against you, but they'll never prosper. Remember, God is your shield.
He's waiting for your call.
He is waiting for your call. Waiting to shield you from your fall.
And there's a place of rest.
Welcome to Organic Nation Listening Club.